Blog Talk Radio.
He was always the bushwhacker at the floor of Bama Lounge. Well, northern boy just soaking in the virtues of the South. Driven down from Boston, he left 5 feet of snow. Takes after those white sugar strands to the Gulf of Mexico. Waved his hands in the air, yeah, his voice rose through the roof. Spreading the message of his undisputed truth. Like an old-time revival, his old spirits gave him wings. He said this is the promised land, it's one of the hardest things in me. If you get that special feeling that goes deep into your bones, if you've been moved by power grooves coming out of muscle show, if you ever scream war eagle, we got our roads held tight. Life that y'all have down here. Smoky taste of Dreamland ribs washed down with nice gold beer. King first place in Montgomery, and you know he saw the light. Ain't nothing like those sweet magnolia nights. In the tight curves of a southern girl in those Talladega nights. Alabama gang from Hueytown or Rocket City, right? Mighty Crow in Mobile, those old boys in Fort Payne. The magic in this state will always live up to its brain. If you get that special feeling that goes deep into your bones, if you've been moved by power grooves coming out of muscle show, if you ever dream war eagle, we got our roads held tight.
Daytona to the fairgrounds in Nashville. The stars of the ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards are back for the Music City 200. Saturday, April 7th at Fairgrounds Speedway, Nashville. The best of the best race for 200 laps, plus the Super Late Model Challenge 100 presented by Team Construction. The show of the year begins with qualifying at 3 and racing at 5:45. For discounted tickets and more info, check out trackenterprises.com. It's the Music City 200 at Fairgrounds Speedway, Nashville.
It's Monday night, and it's time to get rowdy. Catch up on This Week in ARCA and NASCAR with news and comments. Plus, you never know who will stop by for a visit. Right here on the Rowdy Maglite Show. Here's your weekly radio duo, Rowdy and Mark.
All right, welcome back to Monday Night with Rowdy Maglite Show. Hey, it's March, and we're on the march to get to April the 7th, folks. We're right at 30 days, and helping me tonight is my Chi-Town duo, Jack Man Jeff and Chi-Town Mark. Welcome back, guys.
Hey,
Good to be back, Rowdy. Got my coffee. I'm rowdy, and I'm ready to go. It's Monday night, and my light's shining bright.
How you doing, Rowdy? Good to be back after missing a week of the radio show, and we're that much closer to Nashville. We're 25 days away and 19 hours.
25 days. That's going to be here before you know it, guys. Hey, the way we're going to roll tonight, our first guest, and he's no stranger to the Rowdy Maglite Show. We got Christian Ekins coming on. He's going to be in that number 15 Venturini Toyota come fairground weekend, guys. But 25 days. It's a one-day show. Our second guest is no stranger to the show neither. And we got Con Nicolopoulos coming back, and he's in the Wayne Peterson number zero. Getting ready for the fairgrounds, guys.
I'm ready for the fairgrounds now, Rowdy, and I know Jeff is. We talked the other night, and I think I found us a race to go to Friday night before we hit the fairgrounds race. So, yeah, we got a nice full weekend coming up.
So, where'd she stop before on Friday night, Bart?
Crossville, Tennessee, a $4,000 to win super late model race on dirt. Be a new track for Jeff and I, and that's what we have. We try to get as many new tracks as we can. So this would be number one for the year and number 135 for my career. So yeah, looking forward to that. See a little dirt before we go see some asphalt.
Well, Mark, I know last year 72 races that you attended.
Pop, you went down wrong. Sorry about that, Rowdy.
Yeah, that'll choke
72,
you.
72 and Jeff hit 62.
So this year you're trying to do, you're going to spend more time going to tracks that you have never been to, Mark, instead of doing the quantity.
We're going for quality over quantity this year. Last year, if we could go to a race, we went. And we could have gotten to more races than we actually went to also. And we had a few rainouts, things happened. But, it was quite the year last year. So we're going for quality. Wouldn't you say so, Jeff?
A little bit of quality over quantity, but little home time, too, over quantity.
Couple more date nights spread out through the year.
Home time, happy wife.
I understand that completely.
Oh,
well, guys,
we all.
Mark, you're sounding a lot better. Sounds like the floodwaters have resided in your town and kind of dried up.
We have good phone connection again, Rowdy. It only took 2 weeks for them to fix it, but they finally got that done, and we're nice and high and dry at this point.
Mark, actually, that phone had started about 3-4 weeks ago. You know, it acted up when Big Bill called in, and that was that's been 4 weeks. I think that's 4 weeks ago tonight. But it sounds crystal clear.
I lose track of calling in and getting the line fixed this time of year, Rowdy. When we get a deluge of water or the big melt of the snow, it always occurs, and it's done with and over with at least for this season, I hope.
Well, maybe so, Mark. Just fixing that scotch lock, probably where that little short was at, it really cleared it up.
It did, Rowdy, and it was a simple fix. It's just a matter of time of finding out where you had to find that connection that was bad.
You know, Mark, they put all the emphasis on the internet, and most of the time, if you tell them it's affecting your internet, they get out there quick and fix it a lot quicker than if. I know that works here. Tell them that it's my internet's not working. They're out there the next day, but the phone service, it's basically the same way. 10 days out, have something fixed.
Well, I had some minor interruptions with internet service while we were having problems with the phone line, and if it had gotten to that point, I probably would have. I should have said something, and I didn't. And next time, live and learn.
Well, all right, guys, I'm going to bring our first guest in here. I'd like to welcome Christian Ekins, driver of the number 15 Toyota for Venturini Motorsports. Welcome to the Rowdy Maglite Show, Christian.
Hey, man, thanks for having me.
Christian, good to see you. Got to hang out and talk to you a few minutes down in Daytona. Had to be pretty cool to have Frank Kendall, 10-time ARCA champion, hang out with over the weekend at Daytona.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, Frank's one of my mentors and a hero of mine. You know, he's really helpful when you go to the racetrack. And, you know, he's able to offer that kind of expertise and help you throughout the whole weekend. So, you know, it's really a big deal. And he's also really cool to hang out with at the track. So, you know, definitely a good add to Venturini Motorsports.
Well, Christian, this is going to be Nashville's going to be your first race for 2018. And, you know, you running the 400, that's got to have helped you in the late models.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we qualified second and finished third. Exactly the same exact finish as the ARCA race last year, actually. You know, this is my third time going with the ARCA series to Nashville, and we're really looking forward to it. You know, our Venturini guys have built, so many new race cars, it's not even funny. And there have been really nice pieces. You know, we obviously showed that in Daytona, how good we've really become over the off season, and, you know, hard work and dedication has really brought us to where we're at. And I'm just really getting ready to go to Nashville here. I'm really excited, and we're ready to make this happen.
Well, you got some good teammates to work with. You got, if I'm right, Chandler is coming in. Isn't that correct, Chandler Smith?
Yes, sir.
And
you know, Chandler's
Natalie,
a good ad.
Yeah, and he's good on them short tracks. And
yeah,
you got
you know, it's really cool to have teammates like Michael and Natalie as well. You know, Chandler's really been proving himself on the short tracks, and you know, we grew up racing together, so it's really cool to be teammates and you know, to have a good guy like Michael race for us. And you know, he gave us the owner's points league going into Nashville, obviously, which thanks again, Michael. Yeah, we're just really looking forward to it. Got a lot of good teammates we can base off of and see where we are. We're going to test here in 2 weeks now. I'm really excited. I haven't been in a race car in such a long time. But counting down the days. But, yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
So, not kind of eager to get back in the seat again, strap back in. I know it had to be kind of frustrating to be at Daytona knowing that your age was holding you back.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's been frustrating not being in a race car in general. You know, I haven't been in a race car since the Snowball, but, you know, luckily enough, here in 2 weeks, we can go down there and see what kind of race car we got. Then another week and a half after that, we can go race for real. So I'm just really, really stoked and ready to go.
Yeah, 25 days, I think, is what Jeff said just a few minutes ago. So we're looking forward to it, too. It's just too big of a – I think it's too big of a space in between, but I'm not repairing race cars and trying to get them ready. We just talk about it, Christian.
Yeah, that stuff definitely takes a lot of time. But, you know, like I said, the whole Venturini Motorsports gang is ready to go. And, you know, like I said, we've been doing a really good job building some new race cars. And we're excited to go down there.
Well, Christian, I'll get back over to the banquet. It was pretty cool to see everybody dressed up and not wearing a hat for a change, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And, Christian, you had your mom and dad with you. They have to have played a big part in your future here in racing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're my biggest fans and biggest supporters, so it means a lot to have them at the racetrack and, you know, have them at the banquet and stuff like that.
Christian, how'd you convince your mom that you wanted to be a race car driver?
I don't really know. She didn't really put up too much of a fuss about it. You know, we just kind of, you know, I started racing Bandoleros in 2011 now. I think, I guess this is my seventh year in racing. And, you know, it's just, it's been a whirlwind since. You know, it's been a lot of fun, but been a lot of hardships too, you know. Last year didn't really go our way in a couple of situations, and we ended up not getting a win. And that was the first year in my career I haven't gotten a win, so it really, you know, I got a giant chip on my shoulder this year, and I'm really ready to go out and prove to everybody what we actually have.
Well, Christian, I seen the look in your eye when we was at Daytona. I think you're going to be on the show a couple of more times this year on a Monday night where we're going to play that victory song. You've got a good chance. I mean, your guys have worked. They said y'all, after Kansas, it was 7 days a week up until the Daytona.
Yeah, it's been crazy. You know, the hard work and dedication of everybody at Venerated Motorsports, down to Billy, Kevin, just everybody. They've just been working 7 days a week, and, you know, they've really been putting a lot of effort into our cars. You know, it's definitely a really good thing, and, you know, I'm very proud and thankful for everybody at Venerated Motorsports to put in such effort. And, yeah, like I said, we're just really ready to go to Nashville.
Mark, you're live with Christian Eckins, man. I'm going to let you take over.
Thanks, Rowdy. Welcome to the show again, Christian. We like having you on because you're such a great interview and so informative. And what other plans do you have this year besides the ARCA series? Are you going to be doing any short track racing?
Unfortunately, I'm not running my super late model just yet. And there's something that's coming out here in the next couple of weeks we have to look out for that I'm really, really excited about. So yeah, that'll be definitely something to look out for. But yeah, like I said, this, it's going to be a really
fun mystery
year
here, huh, Christian?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I hope to see you. I mean, we saw you quite a bit on the short tracks last year, and we're hoping to see you on those as well as the ARCA series. And how many races will you be doing with Venture 80 this year?
I will do being 13, all the ones I can, except for Madison. I unfortunately have a conflict the next day where I need to be in a certain area. That'll be released in the next couple of weeks. But yeah, so we're just really looking forward to it.
Congratulations. We're looking forward to hearing the news, and we'll be glad to spread that news when it comes out. So do you have any tracks that you're looking forward to getting back to this year?
Really all of them. You know, the ARCA Racing Series is such a diverse schedule. And, you know, you go from Pocono to the dirt track to Nashville, and just it's really everywhere. You know, unfortunately, we don't have a road course this year, but, you know, when we had that road course, we really had everything. You know, we still have a variety of really cool racetracks that we can go to, and we're really looking forward to just all of them. We're going to take it one track at a time, though, and just take our time. And, you know, last year I felt like I kind of got excited for a couple races, and yeah, you know, that kind of threw me off balance for most of them. So we're just going to kind of take it one track at a time and be really excited about the ones that we all go to.
Well, we thought you almost had that one last year at Elko. Well, Jeff and I were there watching the race live, and our jaws just dropped when watching you two go to the line. So those last few laps between you two was just some of the most exciting and best racing I've seen in a long, long time, and it showed just how good I think a wheel man you are. So we're looking forward to seeing you quite a bit this year and hoping to have you on the show on Monday night after being a winner.
Yeah, thank you. You know, last year was just it's hard to say it was a bad year. You know, we finished in the top five, 16 of 23 races or something like that, but at the same aspect, you know, there's one thing that sticks in my mind, and that's no wins. So, like I said, we got a huge chip on our shoulder this year, and we're really looking forward to just one thing, and that's winning. So, we're really looking forward to this year, for me, mostly just for redemption.
Well, that's unusual for such a young driver to say, you know, that, but I know the determination you have to racing, and we saw that a lot last year. I'm looking forward to seeing it again this year, and I'm going to turn it over to Jeff because I know Jeff's got some good questions for you, bud, and good luck. We'll see you in Nashville, and we'll stop by and say hello.
Sounds good, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Take her away, Jeff.
Hey, Christian. Thanks for taking time and being on the show tonight.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Hey, I was wondering, for the people who don't know much about you, I was wondering if you can kind of, you're 17 years old now. You've been racing since you've been 9 years old. Can you kind of walk us through where you started, when you started, and some of your accomplishments in coming up through the ranks of racing?
Yeah, for sure. Like I started in Grand Ole Arrows in 2011, just at my home track at Bethel Motor Speedway. And, eventually, I raced 2011, 2012, and 2013. And then I started racing in the Legends car division in 2014. I ran those for a year, then went to late model stocks with Empire Racing for a couple races, and then I went into the super late models at the end of 2015. Then I raced for Junior Motorsports in late model stock in 2016, as well as LFR chassis, which turned into Fury race cars in 2016, and ended on a really good note that year. We won the Myrtle Beach 400, Thanksgiving Classic, and the Snowball Derby in three races in a row. And then last year, I ran my super late model a handful of times, and then ARCA series car as well.
Now, going back to 2016, you ran for Junior Motorsports. How much influence was Dale Jr. on you in that series, running for him?
Yeah, it was a really cool race for Dale and his organization. Just the outstanding effort that all the Junior Motorsports guys put in. It's just really meant a lot to be able to race for such a great organization.
Now, you haven't been in a car since the Snowball Derby, I think you said. Now, when you're out of the car for so long, what do you do to prepare yourself and keep your skills toned for when you do get back in a car?
The biggest thing I have as far as a tool is just, watching race film and going on iRacing. It sounds pretty crazy that, a game like iRacing, well, it's a simulation, but it's pretty much a game. But, you can just go on to any track. It doesn't have some of the tracks that you race on, but there's some that are really close. And, it really helps with the whole racing thing, because for sure it can help out with the racing thing. Just as far as, racing other cars and learning new ways to pass and stuff like that, it's really helpful.
Now, you're also in the Toyota Elite Development Driving Program. Can you explain what that is about and about that?
Yeah, Toyota does a great job on developing new drivers, with Eric Jones, everybody else that's gone through the Toyota Development Program. I really can't thank them enough for all that they've done for me, and it's just really, really cool to be able to have a manufacturer behind you when you're racing. So, for sure, it's definitely a great thing to have.
Now, in 2017, you extended your partnership with Venturini, knowing you're being in the, and that was kind of released kind of early last year, I think. How much of a relief was that, knowing what kind of equipment you'd be back into this year?
Yeah, it was a huge relief. To have your deal, we had it done after Elko, actually, so June 3rd. I think it was June 3rd. It was somewhere around there, to have it done so early, maybe really just focus in on what we actually had to focus on, and that was just running well and contending for wins. So to have that done so early, it was just really just a big confidence boost and a big stress reliever to know what you were going to be able to do next year.
Now, also working for Venturini, Billy Venturini can't praise you enough for how good of a driver you are and what you do for the organization. How much confidence does that give you knowing you can hear that from your team owners?
Yeah, it means a great deal to me. Billy Venturini has done so much for me over the past couple of years and, basically rebuilt the whole team for me this year. So, it definitely means a lot to have a guy like him. And, it's such a great organization and family. It really just is a family organization, to be able to have that kind of support behind you and that kind of really just family, you know, means a lot to me.
Now, like I said, you're only 17 now. Are you able to run the Pocono races? Because I saw your schedule that you were racing the Pocono races, but I didn't think you could run the Pocono races.
Yeah, actually, I'm running both Poconos and then Gateway as far as the big tracks. But basically you have to be 17 for, I think it's like the ISC tracks, maybe like the non-ISC tracks. I don't really know the whole ordeal there, but like the non-NASCAR-owned tracks, you can be 17 and run.
Now, also running with Venturini cars, you got the equipment. How much confidence does that give you every time you strap into a Venturini car that you know you can go out and win basically any race, any day that you're in a race?
You know, a lot. You know, had a great year last year. I think we're going to even have a better year this year with, you know, Kevin Reed and everybody that's come on board here over the off season. You know, they've had a great deal of success throughout the their ARCA careers and racing careers in general. So, you know, have all these key players around you, you know, like we have 10-time champion there, Frank Kimmel, and, you know, it really just means a lot to have so much support around you and so many key players in the ARCA racing series.
Now, Kevin Reed is going to be your crew chief, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And he's going to be your crew chief all season long? Because I...
Yeah. Yeah, he will be in all the races that I'll be running.
Now, how is that? How's your communication between you and the knowledge from, you know, he's been around for a long time, the knowledge that he has, how is that working out for you guys?
It's been going really well, actually. You know, we've built a really stable and strong relationship between us two. And, you know, I've known my car chief, Kevin Reed Jr., for a really long time now. So it's really just been a great fit with all our new players, and you know, we're really, really looking forward to this next year.
Now, let's talk a little Nashville. Last year you debuted ARCA in Nashville. I think you finished eighth. You ran the All-American 400. You qualified second, finished third. You had some success there going back there this year. How's your confidence in, with going back there, and how do you feel about winning possibly?
Yeah, you know, I definitely think our, you know, I definitely think we'll have a strong run there. You know, in 2016 was actually my debut, and we qualified eighth, finished eighth. Then last year we qualified second, finished third. We had a really good race car, just unfortunately left a wedge wrench in the hole and had to come back through pit road. You know, it was really unfortunate. I think we led like 30 laps or something up until that point. You know, we had a really good race car, came all the way from the back. Drove up to third, so, you know, and my car, or crew chief, was actually the crew chief of the 78, which was definitely the fastest car there, just got beat on strategy, so we're definitely looking forward to going back to Nashville and have high hopes.
All right, Christian, I want to thank you for taking time out tonight and being on the Rowdy Maglite Racing Show, and I'm going to turn you back over to Rowdy.
Thank you.
I don't know. We may have lost Rowdy there for a second, Jeff.
Hey, Christian, will you take one call? I got we got Todd Bixby. He's also a New Yorker.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, Todd, you're live with Christian Ekins.
Hey, Christian, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. How about you?
Good. You're just east of me if you're still up in New York.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually I'm down in North Carolina right now, but we still have our house up in Middletown.
Okay. I'm near Buffalo.
Oh, yeah? I got you.
Knowing that you're doing, I do believe I heard, 13 races,
mm-hmm.
What's going to be your most exciting thing for this year besides the win?
You know, really just every single race. I've been out of a car so long that you know, I'd race a wheelbarrow if it took, if that's what it took. But we're just, we're really looking forward to every single race. You know, like I said, the ARCA schedule is so diverse and has so many different racetracks. It just, it means so much to be able to be part of such a great organization, you know, to race in a series that really cares about the drivers and, you know, what tracks they go to really means a lot to me.
Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing your race at Pocono. I will be there for both races.
Oh, yeah? Cool deal, man. I hope to see you there.
Yep. Thank you for talking with me.
No problem, buddy. Have a good night.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd.
Thank you.
Christian, you know, Nashville, are you looking forward? You want that guitar? That's a pretty unique trophy,
absolutely.
Isn't it? Can you play a guitar?
No, not at all.
Just to have it in the trophy case would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. I got a spot for it up on the wall if it comes.
Christian, let's talk about your sponsors and then how everybody can follow you on social media.
Yeah, I mean, to start out, everybody can follow me at it's at Christian Eckes on Instagram and Twitter, and just Christian Eckes on Facebook. But yeah, I'd love to thank JBL, Mobile One, Venerini Motorsports, Toyota Racing, I mean, all my fans, supporters, my parents, just everybody that you know, supports me and helps make this deal possible. You know, it really means a lot to be able to race in such equipment, and it means a lot just to be racing in general. You know, but we're really looking forward to this year. We can't wait.
Well, Christian, we can't wait to see you at Nashville and see if you hoist that guitar up in there at the end of the race.
Yeah, I hope so, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Christian, for taking off and being part of the Rowdy Maglite Show tonight. Looking forward to seeing you in 25 days in Nashville.
All right, buddy. Can't wait to see you, too. I'll see you later.
All right. Okay, guys. Hey, don't you know this guy's ready to get back in a race car?
He's as ready to get back in a race car as you and I and Jeff are to get to a race, Rowdy.
That's the way I was looking at it too, Mark. Hey, you know, he's got a bright future, folks. I'm telling you, that young man's going to be he's going to be a Sunday driver someday.
It's just amazing how they keep coming up, Rowdy, and we keep finding them year after year after year, isn't it?
It is. And, folks, you know, if you're losing your driver in NASCAR, just get ready. They're coming up. They're working their way up, aren't they, guys?
All they need to do is check out the ARCA series, and they'll see who's coming up behind them, Rowdy.
You know, even with Christian being not even 18 years old yet, I think you'll probably see him around in the ARCA series maybe another year so he can run these super speedways and get the experience on it.
I think you're right, too, Jeff. I can see that.
He's going to be very seasoned. If he runs two more years with ARCA, I think after, say, this season, he's going to have some offers to do some other series starts, and he's going to be a wanted commodity. But I think Jeff's right. I think we're going to see him for a couple of years just because of his age and give him that experience.
Well, you know, when he moves up, if he goes to trucks, you got the Elmore engine sitting right there. The Elmores look pretty good in the trucks, ain't it, guys?
It has, Rowdy. It's been very much mentioned on the race broadcasts, either the race itself or practice or qualifying. Elmore wasn't going to come to the series without having being competitive, and they sure have done that, and they've made it affordable for some race teams too to be able to maybe run extra races this year, and that's been mentioned already also on the media. So I think in some ways it's a good thing. In some ways we're, you know, losing that, you run the one body, you got to run that engine type of thing. And it's just changing times.
Well, the cost, guys, you know, engines, where the cost is at. Hey, what about the Xfinity? Most everybody was running the composite bodies.
Well, they let ARCA do all the testing for them, and then they come along and take the credit, all of a sudden it seems. But, no, ARCA's been running it for a while, and the Super Late Mile's been running it a while on the short tracks. And it's a proven product, Rowdy, and it's just going to get more proven as the season winds down.
Well, guys, it's the 66th year. And the running of the ARCA series presented by Menards. And Nashville's the next step, race number two. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, just with the composite body, I think ever since it's come into the ARCA series, I think it's basically won every race since it's been there. Same with the Elmore engine. So the composite body is the body of the future.
It is. It kind of surprised me that Xfinity beat the trucks in it, but I think trucks had a big change last year, mandating a few changes that Grant Enfinger was telling us about when he was on, and that may be why they didn't implement it this year.
I'm sure somewhere down the line it will be implemented, and they will have that option to run that type of body. Rowdy, and you know, it's kind of hard to ignore what's happened with ARCA and how ARCA's doing with the body and the engine program they have, and the tire program with General Tire. So, you know what? Somebody's watching, and somebody's emulating a little bit of what's going on in the ARCA series.
Yeah. Absolutely believe that, Mark. It's ARCA works really, both of them work great together. And, you know, we got to hear Ron Drugger talk about this during media week at Daytona, that they were going to continue to have a good working relationship with NASCAR.
Oh, that's very much needed, Rowdy. You've got to have some. You got to work together. You've got to have that area where you can, you know, compare notes and work together. And let's hopefully they continue to do that. And it's to ARCA's benefit, I hope. So, you know, the composite bodies is something I, you know, Jeff and I have seen on the short track scene for quite a few years now. So it wasn't a surprise to us that they were going to be able to perform in the way they have. I think the engine program, you know, a home run. It's got to go back in the chassis. It's got to go back in the driver's hands. Nobody's going to be able to out-engineer somebody because everybody's running the same piece, basically. So, yeah, it puts it back in the driver's hand and the chassis hand, and whoever sets it up the best and has it running at the end of the race is going to win.
Well, guys, hey, we got our next guest. He's on the line right now, and I'd like to welcome to the Rowdy Maglite Show driver for Wayne Peterson Motorsports, Con Nicolopoulos. Welcome to the Rowdy Maglite Show, Con.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, Con. Good to have you back on, bud.
Oh, it's good to be back on. Thank you. Thanks for the invite.
Well, pretty positive turnout at Daytona.
Yeah, it was pretty good. The weather was good. You know, we got into the composite body finally this year. And I was pretty impressed with what the guys were able to do in getting that car together. You know, I think it was early January, we made the decision to shoot for Daytona, and Wayne and Mike and all the guys, they burned the midnight oil putting that car together, along with a lot of other people that helped.
Con, it really looked, it was a good-looking car.
Yeah, it was. It turned out pretty good, didn't it? Not bad for about 4 weeks' worth of work. It was a struggle, but it was definitely worth it, and it was great to be there with a composite body.
Well, Con, you know, watching them go through tech on Wednesday, through the templates, everybody had a hard time. But the way we heard it through the grapevine, that at the very end, y'all's car actually fit the templates better than anybody that was there. Is that true?
Yeah, that's what the ARC officials told us. They said, you know, we didn't have to tweak anything on it. It went through first time, and they said this car fits the best of the templates of any of the other cars. And that was good to hear, because we were really concerned, right, trying to rush this build. And getting through tech was a really big concern of ours. But, you know, the guys Wayne brought on board to put the body on and you know, modify the chassis to get the hoops in the right place and everything, I mean, they did a bang-up job.
Well, I could see the concern. You should have been concerned if you had watched all the big guys going through tech, and it was pretty tough. That, you know,
yeah.
Usually Wednesday's half a day at the beach, but everybody works.
Right.
I think they actually kept the garage open an hour extra. I'm not sure on
did.
That. I mean,
yeah,
it was a madhouse.
Yeah, I think they did. Everybody was scrambling, and you know, we were watching all that activity, and it's like, man, here we are, you know, with a brand new car, don't even know how it fits the templates, and we were worried with everybody else having issues, but you know, it fit like a glove.
So you're gonna be back in a steel body this week, this next race, correct?
Yep, in Nashville, we're going to be back in the steel bodies for the short tracks, and then we'll bring the composite body car out for Talladega, obviously, and then you know we've been talking about what to run with it this year. You know, we're trying to, you know, the budget we're on is pretty tight, and we're trying to protect the car as much as possible, and you know maybe running it at Pocono, maybe Charlotte. Probably Michigan, you know, from what we've discussed. But it's going to be limited. It's the only one we have, right? So we're trying to, until we can build another one, you know, we're trying to protect it as much as we can and use it, you know, where we see it to be most beneficial.
Well, Con, I'm going to say there's a lot of luck involved in, I mean, you dodged a lot of mayhem at Daytona.
Yeah, we dodged a few, and we made it through, thank goodness. Daytona was pretty fun. You know, at the start of the race, I lost the draft, and it's probably more me just trying to be a little cautious because on the start, right, everybody's stacked up, and, you know, I don't want to say people are playing games, but they're in and out of the throttle and braking, and, you know, you want to be cautious at the beginning. And we lost a draft, unfortunately, but, you know, we were catching the tail end of the field slowly. The car had some good speed. For being a legacy motor, it actually ran really well. But, you know, on some of the restarts, we were able to hold on to a little bit of the draft. And, you know, once I got my confidence level up about being able to work the draft, we were able to pass some cars, which was good. And there before, what was it, like three or four laps to go, we had a couple red flags. We got ourselves, I think, in the 15th or 16th position, which was really good. And then, unfortunately, we cut an oil line dropped and dragged on the ground, and we had to come in. Kind of bummed us out because I think we would have been in pretty good shape at that point.
It's always them little things
that
kind of comes up.
Yeah.
It's, It's got to be pretty awesome. It is for me to hang around with Wayne Peterson and listen to some of the stories that Wayne has to talk about.
He's got a bunch of stories, doesn't he?
I tell you, we went out to dinner two nights. You didn't get to make the Cracker Barrel or the Wing House, did you?
No,
I know
I didn't. No.
Yeah.
No,
well,
I got family down there, so, you know, when I get down there, I like to spend a little bit of time with them. So, but I didn't get to hang out with you guys.
That was pretty awesome. Jeff and Mark got to go. We all three went and hung out two nights with them, and it's a great group of people.
Yep. Oh, no, you know what? The one night at the Cracker Barrel, yeah, I was there.
You was at the Cracker
Barrel.
Yeah, it's the White House. You didn't make it.
You know, it's funny because you got to love Cracker Barrels, right? They got all this decor up on the walls, and we're looking at a, I don't know, I can't remember. It was a potato planter, I think, or something. They finally end up figuring it out, and it was really interesting. I asked Wayne, I said, what the heck is that, Wayne? That's probably something you would remember. And he's looking at it. And you know what? There was this one of our crew guys, young kid, right? So that's a potato planter. And I'm looking at him and said, how the heck would you know that? And apparently he's got farmers in the family. And
I think he Googled it too.
Yeah, it did not look like a potato planter, folks. It looked more like a pesticide, something that you'd spray, go around the house spraying. Hey, Mark, you're live with Con Nicolopoulos there.
Hey,
Mark,
Rowdy,
how you doing?
Hey, Con, how you doing? It's been since Daytona since we've spoken, and what a great run you guys had. And just listening to it with you and Rowdy a few minutes there was just bringing me back, and then how much I enjoyed being down at Daytona this year.
Oh, it was great. It's always good to get down there. And you know, when you have a car that, you know, you can, again, with our budget that we have, but at least we can be somewhat competitive, right, and be in the mix, it's a great feeling. And the guys, I got to give a shout out to the guys. You know, when we blew that oil line with like two laps to go, we were going to hang it up for the evening, and then they restarted the race and there was another red flag, and you know, the guys mapped out everything they needed to do to fix the oil line, get some oil back in it. And, you know, right before that, I think, I can't remember if we were running 15th or 16th, but, you know, when we went down pit road, we ended up 22nd, and just running the last two laps, you know, it put us in the 18th, which was really good, you know, being in the top 20. And I got to give a shout out to the guys. They did Wayne didn't want to give up on it. He says, no, we're going to fix this. We got a red flag here. Let's plan it out. And, you know, it worked out to our benefit.
Well, we got to see it from the other end, Con. We were in the pits watching fix the oil line and get everything back together and send you back out. And they hustled. They did a tremendous, tremendous job. Everybody in the pit area was pulling for you guys. And that sharp-looking car you guys brought to the track came back in one piece, basically, and you guys are ready for Talladega.
Yeah, we're doing a couple things. You know, talk to Mike a little bit and Wayne a little bit. We're doing a couple things to the car for Talladega. You know, I think it'll pick us up a couple mile an hour and, you know, put some adjustability in it, do some shock work on it and, you know, front suspension work, so... you know, we had a little bit of a tire wear problem at Daytona, and we think we worked that out a little bit. So hopefully we can pick up another mile an hour or so. But, it's looking forward to getting to Talladega, that's for sure.
Well, it sounds like you came out of Daytona with at least a strong baseline to go from to make those improvements with, Con.
Yeah, and we did. It was actually pretty good. And again, I go back to, you know, Daytona was the first time that car was ever at the track, right? We didn't, you know, we had no test time, nothing. We just basically got it ready, and it was pretty good right out of the box. And you know, the guys did a lot of good work to it. Mike, you know, took a good swag at the setup, and it worked out good. We just did a little bit of tweaking, and I think we got a good baseline going to Talladega. That's for sure.
Well, you guys ran well. You're, like you said, you're not the most funded in team, and I think people maybe overlooked about this year. And it was good to see you guys have that nice run and be able to pull off what you pulled off. And love seeing you guys at the track and looking forward to seeing you at Nashville, Con.
Yeah, definitely. It's always good to see you guys as well. You know, it's great to hang out with you and talk to you, and it's pretty cool. Definitely cool.
Coming from the same geographic area, basically, where the winters stink and we get lots of snow and cold, running into each other in Daytona has got to be a break. So looking forward to a warm Nashville, and we'll see you there. And I'm going to turn you over to Jeff, Con.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
All right. Take her away, Jeff.
Hey, Con. Thanks for being on the show tonight and taking time out. The composite body compared to the old steel body, how much of a difference is that between the two body styles?
Coming from my perspective, the car definitely has more downforce. And the other thing I noticed, when you're in traffic, the car tends to get pushed around a little bit less. You don't feel, you know, when another car is coming by you, compared to the steel body, you don't feel it as much. I mean, you feel the push, the side drafting, but not like I remember with the steel body cars.
Now, in the last couple of years, you ran 20 races in the last couple. Let me see. You ran 17 races in the last 2 years. Are you going to be at the 17, or are you going to be trying to run them all this year?
Not sure yet. We're playing it by ear. Just want to see what Wayne wants to do. That's up in the air. We'll run Nashville, Salem, Toledo. That's in my backyard here. We'll run obviously Talladega, Charlotte, Pocono, Michigan, and that's all we've talked about at this point. Right? I'm not sure what's going to happen the rest of the year. We just haven't discussed past that, but I'm going to run as many as I can. Last year was, I had time to do it, so I did as many as I could. And I'll probably do the same thing this year.
Now, you finished 11th in the championship point standing, actually, 2016 and 17. With the composite body, you guys are running at the bigger tracks. You think that might give you a little better chance to maybe boost your point average and get in the top 10 this year, hopefully?
I think so. The car handles really well. It's going to be interesting to see how it runs on an intermediate, right? I call it intermediate, you know, something like Michigan or Pocono. Downforce is a big thing, and that car has quite a bit of downforce compared to the older body. So it'll at least make us more competitive at those tracks that we run it. So, you know, hopefully we can get the better finishes that can push us toward the top 10.
Now, I was reading some of your favorites, and I saw one of your favorite racing memories, and it says the 2015 racing season. What was so memorable during your 2015 racing season?
Oh, geez. You're trying to make me think here. I'm getting old, remember that.
We all are.
2015, you know, I got an opportunity to run with Wayne and run tracks that I've never run at before. And that was a very cool thing, right? It's, you know, just the opportunity to run more and run at tracks I've never raced at before.
All right.
Tracks that you think about as you're growing up, and, you know, you see other guys race, you see the NASCAR boys, and, you know, got an opportunity to run at some of those tracks.
Do you prefer to run at certain tracks other than other tracks? As like last year, your best finish at of the year was at 17th at Madison. Do you prefer a Madison over a Nashville or do you prefer the super speedways, or what tracks do you kind of prefer over each other?
I used to like the intermediates and the super speedways, but you know, running a short track, it's you know, and every one of them is different. They share nothing in common. And getting used to running a short track was a little challenging. But Nashville last year, you know, was my first full run at a short track, and that made it pretty exciting. And I've gotten used to short. And Winchester is another one I really enjoy. I never liked Salem. Never got the hang of it until this last year. And, you know, it's trying to understand Salem, right? Because the two corners or the four corners are all different, and it makes it pretty challenging. And having the right setup and being able to communicate what you're feeling in the car is a little difficult as well. But, no, I prefer the intermediates, but let's just say it, I got used to the short tracks. How's that?
All right, Con, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight, and good luck through the season, you know, with that new composite body. Hope to see some exciting things from you this year.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate the invite to the show.
And I'm going to turn you back over to Rowdy.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeff. Con, will you take a caller? I got one caller here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. All right, I'm going to bring in Don Witt there. I think you know Don. He's probably left a Coca-Cola can somewhere next to where he was working at.
Probably has. Hey, Don.
Don, I went and checked on your car the other day, and I started Luke Harvick's, and I got up and jumped on the roof for you a couple of times. So you should be pretty fast down there. But,
thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I know you started out in drag racing. Do you prefer that over round track, or you prefer drag racing?
I like them both. I do a little bit of weekend drag racing when I get time, but you know, that's where I started. But I like them both. If I had to pick one, I pick stock car racing. I mean, it's
well, you know, you're driving in a straight line, pretty much.
Yep. Yep.
Hey, well, good talking to you, and I'll see you in Nashville.
Yep, sounds good, Don.
Thanks, Don. You was talking about the new tracks, Con. I'm excited to go to Charlotte. I'm excited to see ARCA at Gateway. And I know, and I hope I get to go to Berlin. I'm looking forward to Berlin from all the pictures that Jeff and Mark sent back last year when they was at Berlin. It looks like a neat little cool track to be at.
Berlin's an interesting track. I remember the first time I went there with Brad Smith, and that's kind of in our backyard as well, right? It's only a couple hours away from Detroit. And, you know, you look at the track from up high, and it's like, man, this looks like just a big old circle. and really, it drives like a circle. There's not much of a straightaway in it. There's a little bit on the backside and on the front, but it's a cool little track. It's pretty fast, and I'm looking forward to going back there as well. I'm really looking forward to Charlotte. That's you know, it's kind of an iconic track, and you know, I think we all can say that we love Charlotte, right? I mean, it's just one of those tracks.
Well, I'm looking forward to Charlotte. I've never been to Charlotte to the race. Never been to the track.
I haven't either. I could tell you a track I'm going to miss, though, is the road courses. I did a lot, you know, a little bit of road racing in my younger days, and you know, being up at Road America, that was a blast. You know, unfortunately, our cars weren't, you know, we were running out of cars at that point, and we were really using Daytona and Talladega cars to run there, so we had small brake packages and everything else. But I'm gonna miss the road racing. Although Wayne isn't gonna miss it because man, that can be a really abusive on a car. That's for sure. I think we went through a couple transmissions and when we were there. But, so I don't think Wayne's gonna miss the road course whatsoever.
Well, you know, during the media thing, that was every time they talked about the road course, they said we're not racing the road course this year, and we're not ruling it out next year. So,
okay.
You know, they left it like they wanted to be back at a road course. So, well, basically, if NASCAR's at a road course, they want to be at a road course. That's pretty much the
sure.
way they said. Which
yeah.
gives everybody, and that's the most, to me, the best part about ARCA is Super Speedway. You go from Super Speedway to a short track, then you go to an intermediate, and then you go back to the Super Speedways. Dirt. I mean, it's
right.
two dirts. You got Southern Illinois and DeCoin, and both
yeah.
of them great tracks.
Yeah, it's a nice variety, isn't it? I tell you, the other track I'll miss is Winchester. Love that track. We've always run pretty good there. You know, we've had bad luck with, you know, mechanical stuff, but we generally run pretty good there. And, you know, it's a track that, you know, probably suits my style a little bit more. Maybe it's probably because I like, you know, why I like it, but I'm going to miss that track as well.
Well, we've had Bob Lemon on, who is kind of the historian of Winchester, and the stories he's got. Pretty cool track. I was looking
yeah.
forward. Of course, you know, what's not on the schedule this year could be on next year.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I was surprised at the number of changes that occurred this year on the schedule. They're pretty drastic. I never thought we'd see a Charlotte, but that's really cool. You know, I didn't anticipate Winchester going away. They've been there for so many years, and but I was surprised Berlin disappeared for a year and came back. So there was a few surprises in there.
Gateway,
yeah.
I'm really looking forward to Gateway. We went after the ARCA race at Michigan. We loaded up and drove all night. Cover the truck series at Gateway in a beautiful facility.
Oh, I hear that. Yeah, that's cool. It's very cool.
Well, Con, would you like to give a shout out to some of you guys that works on the crew there?
Absolutely. I'd like to say thanks to everybody. Wayne Peterson, Mike Peterson, obviously, you know, Anthony, I'm going to try and remember all the names. Anthony, Turtle, Tiny, gosh, everybody that helps us, right? And you guys for stopping by to say hello and, you know, give us a little motivation. That's always good. Thanks for a good start to the year.
You got Lisa spotting for you at Nashville.
Yep, Lisa will be spotting for me in Nashville. She'll spot a few races as she can. So, you know, I was talking to her yesterday, trying to map out, you know, what I'm going to do and what races she can spot so we can make sure we got coverage. I could tell you, you know, we were in Madison last year, real quick, and I know we're probably running short on time. Didn't have a spotter with me. And one of the guys that was going to spot, he didn't feel comfortable. Wayne Peterson spotted for me. And I tell you what, he did a great job, right? Just tells you just enough information, right? Not too much. Just I got to hand it to him. He did a great job spotting.
That's
awesome.
Pretty awesome. Well, I guess Lisa won't be able to see the ocean from where she's going to be spotting in Nashville like she did in Daytona.
No, I don't think so.
You
that's
know,
why
Con,
you had your
go ahead, Jeff.
Con, that's why you had your best finish last year at Madison, because Wayne was spotting for you.
Exactly. You did a great job. I tell you, you did a great job. It was fun. It was interesting having the boss up in the grandstand, right, in the spotter stand.
Well,
oh, maybe the
Con, you
enjoyed him being up there for a change, too, right there, Con.
Yes, that's true.
So if anybody wants to come out and sponsor your car, who do they need to get a hold of, Con? Because, you're kind of underfunded and looking for sponsors.
Yeah. Get a hold of me directly. You can get a hold of me through my Facebook and... You know, we could always use it. It's tough out there. It's tough to, it's very expensive, and it'd be nice to have a sponsor on board and have some cash flow to come in and help.
Well, cash, the green card don't hurt at all, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Well, Con, listen, man, we're looking forward to seeing you in 25 days and appreciate you coming in and being part of the Rowdy Maglite Show tonight.
Hey, guys, thank you, as always, for the invite. It's always a pleasure. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you, Con. Looking forward to Nashville, friend.
Yep, same here. We'll see you guys in a few weeks.
You got it, Con.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Con.
Thanks. See you, Jeff.
All right, Con Nikolopoulos there. You know, guys, that's ARCA. You know, it's an underfunded team, but they struggle to make the show. And, hey, kudos to them. 18th place finish at Daytona. That's pretty awesome.
And they could have finished even higher if it wasn't for that little malfunction at the end of the race, Rowdy. And that's even more amazing that they could have had a top 15 finish.
Well, the car looked good. Evidently, it handled great. And the main thing is they brought it home in one piece.
After they got done with practice Saturday morning, and they got all the little bugs worked out of it for the most part, and were ready for qualifying. I just remember Con hopping out of the car and having the biggest smile on his face. And I just knew, you know what, these guys got something this weekend, and I hope they can prove it, and they did.
Well, it was good to see them get up there. Hey, listen, if ever wanted to put your name on a car, there you go.
No, they're a great gang. We appreciate them letting us hang around and be part of the crew almost, Rowdy. That's half the fun of going to the ARCA races, hanging around with Wayne Peterson Racing.
Those nights that we went to the Cracker Barrel and the Wing House, those were priceless, was it not?
They were, Rowdy, and a little unusual probably maybe for Jeff and I that we didn't go to the races instead of going out to dinner like we normally did. So I enjoyed going out to dinner. I enjoyed listening to the stories and hearing what was going on, and be it either Con or Brad or Wayne himself. We were thoroughly entertained both evenings.
Well, it was... fast weekend, wasn't it, guys? You sit and you hope and you wait and you wait and you wait, and then you're there, and within a blink of an eye, 3 days have done gone by and you're headed home.
Pretty much, and it was a long way home and a long way there, but well worth it. We got to hear and see and do a lot, as always, and it's just nice to get out of the winter weather, even if it is only for a few days, Rowdy.
Well, guys, I will bring Todd and Don back in here just a minute. Let's talk a little bit of Sunday NASCAR. What about Harvick, man? Is he on a roll?
He's got his whip. You know, that roof deal with him, I mean, he's didn't affect him anything, you know, other than they fined him a little bit. But No, yeah, he's on fire.
And then what's scary about it is Fontana is one of his better tracks, too. So he can get four in a row.
Yeah. Then he'd be in the league of his own.
I don't know if anybody's brought it up or not, but I think the fact that the number 10 car runs up front of the pack now weekly and gives great back feedback has helped him a little bit, too. Every little bit helps. And everybody says, you know, we weren't getting that feedback the past few years. Well, they're getting it now, and look what's happened.
Well, if you hear Tony Stewart's interview, he says how all four teams are – all four guys are working so good together. It's like the best he's ever had working together, and they're feeding so much information to each other that it's helping the whole Tony Stewart operation.
Well, Harvick, of course, he seems to take it to another level, Jeff. But Boyer's running good. Amarola's running good. Kurt Busch is running good. So, They're on a roll. They figured something out. I think it's the Ford people alone, and Newman Haas Racing has just got that little extra figured out, and they're taking it to the next limit.
Well, he's on a roll, and like Jeff said, Fontana's his best is his track. So it wouldn't surprise me for. And you know he's worked hard. Harvick's his time's come, and it's here. He's showing.
Well, it was no fluke. He was champion a couple years ago, and I'm not surprised that they're running as well as they are. It's a good team. It's a good fit with the drivers, crew chiefs, the whole works. And like Jeff said a little earlier, Tony Stewart said he's never had a group work so well together ever. So. Having all four cars clicking just helps all of them, and they could be a team to really contend with this year. They already are.
They are. Todd, you got anything you want to add tonight before we sign off of this thing tonight?
I just want to say that, you know, with Harvick being on this lead, when he doesn't get a win, We'll see how he reacts to not getting the win, because he's on a roll.
Yes, he is. Well, Todd, I appreciate you calling in tonight, man.
Well, I appreciate being here, and appreciate you guys having me on, and I'm still doing my countdown.
I hear you. What about you there, Don Don?
Oh, yeah, you know, good to hear all y'all. That's it.
Jeff?
Sorry about that.
That's all right. What about it there, Jeff? What's your last for the night there?
Well, it was good to be back after missing a week of the show. Getting that much closer to Nashville, 25 days away. We're ready for some racing. So next week we'll be closer to Nashville, and we'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Jeff. Before I get to you, I want to remind everybody, I think Adam and them still have – Adam Mackey at Track Enterprises still has – if you go through them, you'll get a $5 discount off your Nashville ticket. And if you're buying 3, 4 – tickets, that adds up. So look up Track Enterprises and go through them, and you'll get a little knocked off of it. Mark, here we are again, man. We always seem best night is opening up on Monday night, and the bad part's closing down.
It is, Rowdy. We could probably go on for another hour and a half if we wanted to, but no, we've covered it pretty well tonight. We had some great guests. We had some great commentaries. We talked a little bit about other series. I'm looking forward to Nashville. we get there twice a year, and it's two of my favorite weekends every year for racing is getting down to Nashville. You know you're going to see a good car count. You know you're going to see some good racing. So looking forward to seeing Con and Christian down there and all their other ARCA buddies and just having a good, fun weekend. And hopefully Jeff and I will get to a new track Friday night. We'll go from there, my friend. And until next week, we'll see you.
Hey, thanks, guys, for calling in. Hey, we're going to pile up and do this all again next week on Monday night. Hey, keep that light shining, guys.
Shine it bright.
Daytona to the fairgrounds in Nashville. The stars of the ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards are back for the Music City 200. Saturday, April 7th at Fairgrounds Speedway, Nashville. The best of the best race for 200 laps, plus the Super Late Model Challenge 100 presented by Team Construction. The show of the year begins with qualifying at 3 and racing at 5:45. For discounted tickets and more info, check out trackenterprises.com. It's the Music City 200 at Fairgrounds Speedway, Nashville.
Autobahn Indoor Speedway is Birmingham's premier corporate events venue. When your team races together at speeds up to 50 miles per hour in their electric pro carts, they'll leave with a recharged new bond. They guarantee it. For more information on how to book your company event, visit AutobahnSpeed.com.